Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the Kris Kringle conspiracy going here for you. Santa's got a red suit. Merry Christmas.
Santa got black boots, Santa got a big gold sleigh, and he got hair on skin and twinkle in his eye. When he's through line, he's gonna move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa likes candy, chips and brandy, maybe some vermouth, and he'll eat and drink until it's time to leave. Elves will tell him he's got swell and he won't fit his suit on Christmas Eve. Santa wears red suit, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big old sleigh, and he got hair on skin and twinkle in his eye. When he gets through on, he can get a move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa got a belly, shaped like jelly, Santa gets kind of round, and there's no room to fit him in his sleigh. He was kind of plump because he's gonna eat dumplings made by Mrs. Claus on Saturday. Santa got a red suit, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big old sleigh, and he got hair on skin and twinkle in his eye. When he gets through on, he can get a move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Santa likes turkey, Santa likes gravy, fill up Christmas Day, and he's making up for all the food he didn't eat. Eating all the stuffing and the corn muffins, eating all the pies and cakes within his reach. Santa got a red suit, Santa got black boots, Santa got a big old sleigh, and he got hair on skin and a twinkle in his eyes. When he gets through on, he can get a move on Christmas Eve, he's flying across the sky. Hey, don't you say,
well, Christmas is again upon us, and people around the world are busy with their preparations in their own version of a Christmas dinner. Christmas is such a wonderful time for family reunions, bonding with one another. Even if you're not blood related, it's a bonding of street families, blood families, everyone together, renewing friendships, making new friendships, and exchanging gifts and continuing on in their daily lives. And I think it's a really good time of the year to remember that special person that you've been meaning to get a hold of, but you get caught up in your everyday life. And then Christmas comes along, and it's like, oh, I got to call what's his name and this one and that one and wish them another happy year has gone by of knowing one another and being grateful to everything that you mean to one another. And I think it's just wonderful, you know? Santa ain't no burglar either.
I'll tell you a story about a crusty guy. Some call him Kris Kringle. Story of his midnight ride is the subject of this jingle. Flying across the skies at night, cruising in his sleigh, poofing on his meerschaum pipe, reindeer knows the way. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Sometimes Santa gets in trouble 'cause the way he looks. When he went to San Bernardino last year, he got booked. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa don't like going to Compton, especially wearing red. Crips and crazies hanging out like to cause him dread. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Just because he wears red suit don't make him communist. Just because he has a beard don't mean he got fleas. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Remember this on Christmas Eve, sitting by your fire. When his boots come down the chute, don't get so excited. Cause Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly.
At Christmas, all roads lead home. The most important aspect of Christmas all over the world is to spend time with family, friends, and no matter how the festivities are carried out. Christmas Day for many busy families is the one day of the year when everyone is able to gather in one room at the same time. Well, obviously they never had a Christmas at my house because there was always some drama, right? Okay, so, you know, summertime Christmas. Christmas in Australia falls in the summer, and it's not unusual for the 25th of December to be very hot in most parts of the country, including in the West. And as such, a lot of people spend Christmas at the beach, by a pool, picnicking on the banks of a river. Wow, it's been so cold and rainy up here in California. That sounds really good. I think I might go to Australia next year. That sounds like some fun. All right, here's another Christmas song from the Kris Kringle Experience Conspiracy. This one is a true story. Santa's such a naughty boy.
When I was a young girl around 15, I always dreamed about sitting on Santa's knee. Took me out of school one day. Take pictures of Santa in his sleigh. Went to the mall where he was. I didn't know he was such a scuzz. Said come in the alley and have a nip. Next thing I knew, he was trying to suck on my lip. Bread smelled kind of sour, like he'd been drinking for a couple of hours. Took a nip, cops came in. Santa said, that's not my gin. Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up, and it's clear to see. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl, should be sitting on Santa's knee. There in my cell, contemplating Santa's hell. moral of the story is, if Santa's got a bottle hid, don't drink with Santa, you're just a kid. You'll end up on the bad list just like I did. I'm not that kind of girl to stick on Santa's knee. Santa set me up. Oh, Santa set me up. Santa set me up, and it's clear to see. I'm not that kind of girl. Should be sitting on Santa's knee.
Christmas feasting, lunch, dinner, it just isn't complete without a big feast on a spread of seafood or prawns, oysters, and roasted meat. Doesn't have to be turkey. And dessert, oh boy, is an important affair with an abundance of trifles and puddings and rum balls and mince pies adorning a beautiful table. And, you know, after that big meal, you've got your football to watch or game, set, match. Sports play a big role on Christmas Day for a lot of people. And what a better way to work off that big Christmas meal than to have friends and family gather up and play a game of tennis or even some football, whatever the occasion is, you know. And, of course, the gift giving. Christmas is a time, an important time for charities as well as you know, gathering donations for charities, and they receive an abundance of volunteers willing to give their time to those in need and perhaps helping to prepare meals for the homeless or even wrap gifts for those who otherwise might not receive anything. So, you know, it's a festive time, and I think that it's always great to have family. Oh, and we're joined here in the studio with Doug Moody. Hello, Doug. Merry Christmas.
Hello there, and Merry Christmas to all and everybody out there, and may it be a peaceful one amongst you. Forgive everybody for being angry or upset, and reach out and most everybody has a lonely time in their life, and for a lot of people, the reckoning comes at Christmas. Well,
that's right.
Christmas is a time where every man is your brother and every woman is your sister and everybody you should love. I am 91 years old, and I've spent many Christmases alone, and I've spent many Christmases in the cold, and I spent many Christmases with a room full of children and love. So I understand that there can be many punishing days for some people at Christmas. And I say to you, forgive the world. Give it a chance to love you and give yourself a chance to love each other. We are all human. We are just here as guardians of this world. If we destroy this world, there will be no future Christmas. So be kind to each other. And I'm saying to everybody, here's love from Doug and Candy. Yeah. And we will do our best in the coming year to launch as many unknowns as we can. We're not expecting you to become famous like all 40-odd stars that I've launched and Candice had nurtured, but if you do become famous, if you do become somebody wealthy, share your life on Christmas Day with the rest of the world. Share it. That's a message from Doug this year. 91 years old and going strong, and here we are. This is Candy's World, Candy's radio show, and Candy's World is loving you today. And love from Doug and Candy, right?
That's right. And showing gratitude and love and sharing it with everyone and making people happy, I believe is the season, you know, showing gratitude and compassion. And it is a time to make others happy and to share your love with others and a time to reflect on what's truly important in life.
All right. You going to play any music, girl?
I have some beautiful music here. And let's see. Angels. Angels Sing. This is one of your recordings from your Christmas record with Virginia Richman. This is a beautiful red vinyl record shaped like a bell with a green label. And the title of the song is Angels Sing. Did I pronounce that correctly? Chorale?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
That's where everybody got together, usually under the arm of a trumpet and a tambourine played by the Salvation Army. They would come marching down the street, banging, 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 and people would join in, no matter what they could play, or mouth and comb, comb and brush, whatever, two spoons. No matter what, you would join in the parade that started outside your house with a couple, two or three people from Salvation Army, all singing joyful songs and people just joining in. I haven't seen anybody in their pajamas and the dressing gown, but I imagined it. I always said, oh, they're coming early this year, and it was always before noon. And they would march down the road banging tambourines, and people would just join in. They all came out and were wrapped up warm. Even if it was snowing, they all joined in and sang with the chorale.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And so it was a peaceful, happy time, even during the war. And I remember the war years. Horrid things were going on. The Nazis were really brilliant at frightening people or trying to drive away Christmas or get rid of this. Anything that even spelled joy and happiness, they buried with bombs and fire at Christmas. And we survived all that because we were able to love each other and love one another. And so this
there
is a
go.
Day. This is a day where you just give yourself to being happy. I don't care what's going wrong. I don't care if you're broke and you're not getting money and you hate this and you hate that. This is a time to forgive yourself for making mistakes and not being happy at Christmas. Forgive yourself and enjoy it. Right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, chorale music is the sopranos. singing a melody along with three lower levels, lower voices. And the harmonization is so beautiful. And, you know, it goes way back a long time. And this is a modern version of you know, what started actually in the Protestant religion, singing hymns. And then the chorales would tend to sing very simple songs, you know, rhyming and walking along and you know, singing it at different homes to help to cheer people up. And I think it's just really beautiful when angels sing.
Well, a little info about Virginia Richmond. She was a real Hollywood girl. She was in, as an extra, in every kind of movie. You probably would recognize her once we show a picture of her. Anyway, she also was country western. She had originally come from the country, and she liked country western music. So she had a disc jockey show on Saturday mornings in Beverly Hills Radio. She bought herself a radio show, and they finally, the station, adopted her because they loved their Saturday morning country music. She discovered Buck Owens and brought him to Mystic. She gave us as a present one day Buck Owens' first LP, and Candice was going to release it one of these days, re-release it. Buck Owens in Beverly Hills. And Virginia was always coming up with ideas, and one day she said to me, "People are not celebrating Christmas like they used to." So I designed a bell-shaped record that's like a 45 with two songs on each side, running at 33 and a third speed. It's like an LP. But what it is I would use a cutting out tool that they used to cut out shoes with. So you go and order the size you want, but the people who make a die, and I ordered a bell. So as soon as the record was pressed and it was still warm, then we chopped this chopper into it, and out of an LP came a 7-inch shaped bell. And so that was
so
how
cute.
I gave, that's how I celebrated Christmas with Virginia. She was full of joy and love and laughter. And she, of course, she died many years ago, but she was early Hollywood. She also had a column in a weekly Hollywood newspaper, and the column was called La La Land, and one of these days we'll print you an excerpt from La La Land. She would tell inside stories about people she knew all over Hollywood, and then she would introduce the top 1 to 20, top 20 unknown songs that were in Hollywood. She was always launching unknowns, and she was an early, early part of Mystic. There you are. Bless us all. That was Virginia giving her wealth of information, a wealth of love, and sharing it with us. That's
very
about
good.
Virginia Richmond.
Very nice, very nice. Well, you know, I have another artist here who, James Polk and Company, did this song, You're the Best. And that goes out to you, Doug Moody, because you are the best.
A touch that creates a canyon, a whisper that echoes for miles and miles. No need to search for glory, for it finds you every day.
why I am so thankful to call you friend in every way. No matter how hard it seems,
I'm gonna let you know
a new beginning. You'll never count the ways to lose.
You're the strongest.
It's just your strong desire for winning.
I can never
love. World should provide you the best it has to give. For you are surely the best of the two.
Celebrating another year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too, because this is the year when we look forward to launching more unknowns. A lot of you will always stay unknown. I was wishing Albie from Don't Know Group. Albie is one of our originals, and we call each other up and we just talk about good times of seeing each other. And we haven't seen Albie in a few years. And Albie's had a few close calls with health this year. But
yes,
he's still out there. What is Albie in his 60s now? And I'm in my 90s. And I'm not going to tell him what you're into. Because you're always up to mischief anyway. you're Mystic's angel. I put wings on you, and you fly into people's lives, and you bring joy and happiness wherever you are. You know, Candace lives on 100 acres. She lives alone on 100 acres with a marvelous dog. And she has chickens, and she has fresh eggs. And she lives on farm food, and she's cut off from the world for 5 months of the year. She has just herself and her dog. I've been up there and stayed at her ranch, and it is heaven. And she's got a mountain that you walk up this mountain. Well, she drives you up on a 4x4. But I got up to this mountain, and there I was looking down at 100 miles all over. I could even barely see the ocean 60 miles away, and she's 100 miles north of Sacramento. Sometimes the snow comes and she's knee-deep in snow, so she doesn't leave the house. But this year, it's on and off. There's been enough water that there's not a trace of dry wood for the fires to spread. That's a big no-no up there. You don't need fires because, you know, if you're living on 100 acres, you're 2 or 3 miles from the nearest road. You have to drive over farmland, bump-de-bump. She's got a huge truck with huge wheels, and she goes bumpity-bump over the tracks and will take you around her place. It is fabulous. And in spring, she takes a dip in a pool, big pond, that and swimming with her are turtles. Big turtles, bigger than your hand, are swimming around her, and she's in the pool enjoying herself. And it's a world. And she says she doesn't want to grow pot. She doesn't want to grow all she wants to do is grow grass for feeding animals. And there are dozens and dozens of wild animals all living with her all over the place, including a mountain lion, which I haven't seen, and a bear I don't want to see. But she has one animal that I would be careful of is the wild pig that grows to 300 pounds. One chased her one day, and she had to dive into the swimming pool, and she drove into the, and she sat mostly all day while the pig sat waiting for her to come out and her waiting for the pig to come in. Finally, the pig gave up and went home.
and another time, my hound dog that I had chased the hog off, and when they both went into the bushes, I ran across the river to get away from it, and the dog ran after the hog. Yeah, and it was about a 200-300 pounder. And when I heard yelping, I thought, oh, gosh, I'll never see my dog again. That dog came prancing back out of the bushes. She had a big cut on her shoulder, but she was so proud that she chased that pig off. Beautiful
well,
dog she was.
This is a true cowgirl. She knows how to ride a horse, milk a cow, raise chickens. I mean, this lady is so accustomed to being able to take care of herself that it's a marvel she spends most of her life taking care of my needs, Mystic needs. Anybody that comes on the Mystic label is handled by Candace, and she runs the whole of the downloading. She runs it all. And I have never seen anybody so devoted to taking care of musicians. God bless, and thank you for being with Mystic, and thank you for coming into my life. You came into my life when you were a teenager in the 70s, and I remember you in your little black leather shorts or whatever. skirts above your knees, girl, and you had these buttons, these metal studs all over you, and there you were running around with a camera, and I'm saying, oh my God. And she filmed everything, and I recorded everything, and that's how Mystic became what it is today. I was recording everything in Hollywood. And I've been recording since I got here in the 1950s. So I started off with black records. Nobody was ever on the charts until I had million sellers with black people. Of course, black records did sell, but they were called sepia. It was called SEPIA, sepia music. Now look, anyway. It's enough about me. Get back to playing some Christmas music, and let's have some cheer and love all around, and merry, merry Christmas. And my wish is may peace, joy, some hope, some happiness be yours in this holiday season. It's Hollywood and holiday. I love you all, and I want to hear from you, and I want more music, and I don't care if it's country. I don't care if it's 200-year-old folk music. I don't care what it is. Do you know that the biggest selling record in the world is by a Greek woman who sings in 12 different languages? Nana Muscari. Nana Muscari sells 25 million records every time she makes one, all over the world. So
beautiful.
You may never have heard of Nana Muscari, but the fact that she sings and plays guitar, that's all, and sells 25 million, doesn't that urge you to do something yourself and let Mystic put you out there? We were actually responsible for Nana Muscari coming on to Philips Records through her agent. Anyway, that's another story. But not everybody we launch becomes world famous. And I bet half of you out there have never heard of Nana Muscari. She sells more records than any other artist in the world. Don't tell me about Beatles or Presley or any or Rolling Stones. She does 25 million when she puts out a record. Okay? Anyway, come
cool.
on, joy to the world. And come on, get those songs rolling. Get them to Candice. And let's get you on the launching pad. Bye. Bye.
Why do you go home?
Winding down to the end of our show here, and I want to thank you, Doug Moody, for coming on and wishing all of our punk rock family, our country family, our jazz family, all of our artists that are on the many labels that Encumbrance and Timistic Records, and we love you. You're like the papa to us all.
Well, I want to thank you for devoting so much time and energy. And I know that being alone for 5 months of the year gives you an awful lot of time. We, as a record company, are absolutely dependent upon you to keep us going and keep us alive. We are so lucky to have you. And we are blessed with an angel amongst us. And you're our angel. So thank you for all the things you do for Mystic and all the things you do for the unknown warriors who have something to say. See, this younger generation has something to say, and it's not overcome by publicity. It's not overcome by dictatorship. It's not overcome by theatrical gestures on television. A lot of them have something to say, and that's why we adopted their attitude. It's punk, P-U-N-K, meaning people united, kick ass. P-U-N-K is people united, kick ass. So don't ever let anybody tell you being a punk is a bad thing. You tell them, we're going to kick ass until this world loves each other. We're going to kick ass until we all sing joyful songs to each other. We're not going to hate each other. We're not going to need armies to war, to fight, to kill. We are going to kick ass and be human. So it's our world. Let's take it over and love each other and also do good for each other. That's Merry Christmas from Doug.
That's right. And may peace, joy, and love to everyone out there. And we'll see you next time because this is the season of love. And I'm going to end us off with another song. Let's see. Here we go. How about Aggression Live at CBGB?
I just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an Aggression Live album at CBGB. And you're the star! We're going to play a new song now called The Keeper.
Come on down.
I would like to thank you all for tuning in and wishing everyone a very wonderful holiday, no matter how you celebrate it. And I want to thank you, Doug Moody, for coming on and sharing your heartfelt messages.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of this world of music. I've enjoyed 53 gold and platinum records, and now I'd like to enjoy 5,300 unknown groups coming out and being launched. That's what I wanted to see. More, at least 50 or 60 new voices, even if you're singing solo or you're singing with a group, even if you're singing Greek music or Italian, it doesn't matter to me as long as you share the joy, the freedom, and the love of Christmas. Be a family and carry on. When I finish and I can't do this anymore, all of you take over and run this record company with Candy and launch Unknowns. It's the only way the world is going to be happy is if we share love with each other. Take care. Happy New Year coming up. Bye now.
Thank you. All right, bye.
We'll be right back.
Four Leopards, Riding the Blade. Grandma's house or to that best friend that you've been meaning to hang out with for a while, there's one more song for you on your journey, and here we go. Liven things up a bit.
We're gonna have a party.
Thank you.
Well, however you all decide to spend your day today, be sure that you enjoy yourself and don't you forget to party or go home. And we'll see you next time. Later on.